You mentioned the patient who starts out premenopausal and becomes amenorrheic on chemotherapy. You talked about 2 years of amenorrhea as determining that the patient then could safely receive an AI. I see a lot of people in practice ordering FSH, LH, estradiol levels. What are your thoughts about that?
I think we would be remiss in recommending an AI to a premenopausal woman without measuring those things. And we will do it routinely at the 2 year point if the patient has been amenorrheic for a year. The definition of amenorrhea or the definition of ovarian failure is somewhat arbitrary, and I guess will always be somewhat arbitrary. The data from the natural history study of menopause that Dr. Petrick's group presented in May did suggest that amenorrhea would be persistent and irreversible beyond the second year. However, at the 2 year point, if our patients have reported 2 years of amenorrhea and we are then tempted to change them, we have always tried to corroborate that information with an estradiol level and an FSH level, recognizing the occasional shortcomings of either of those measurements. But I have, in my own practice, required that a patient have non-measurable levels of estrogen and have an elevated FSH in the postmenopausal range before prescribing an AI.